military mistake off the coast of Australia figures in the GeoQuiz today. Some 28,000 U.S. and Australian troops are taking part in a joint military training exercise. As part of the war games, two American fighter jets were trying to hit a target off the coast of Queensland, Australia's big northeast state. The U.S. Navy says the practice run had to be aborted after several flybys. So the planes flew on. And that wasn't the end of it, though. The jets were dangerously close to running out of fuel and had to drop the bombs to make it back to the aircraft carrier. It turns out they dropped four bombs near a World Heritage site. That would be the Great Barrier Reef, the world's largest coral reef. It stretches over 1,500 miles. Can you name the sea where this military mishap went down? The Great Barrier Reef off the east coast of Australia is the world's largest coral reef. It's in the Coral Sea, the body of water that lies between Queensland and the South Pacific. And the Coral Sea is the answer to our GeoQuiz. It also happens to be where a U.S.-Australian joint military exercise is underway. It's called Talisman Sabre, and it involves war games that are supposed to be out of view and off the public radar. Instead, they're making headlines. Last week, two American Harrier fighter jets were trying to bomb a target range. U.S. 7th Fleet Commander William Marks told Australia's ABC Radio that the mission didn't go as planned.
Two AVB Harriers. They were in a training mission, and the approved area where they could do some of this live training with the 500-pound bombs, it was not safe to drop the bomb.
Apparently, there were a few civilian boats sighted too close to the target range, so Commander Marks says the fighter jets were ordered back to the aircraft carrier. But they were extremely low on fuel and needed to lighten their payload.
The Harriers had a relatively low state and needed to get back to the ship, and so they conducted an emergency jettison. To abbreviate the story, reports have said drop bombs, but to be truly accurate, it was an emergency jettison.
So what do you do when you're flying over the Coral Sea and need to jettison four 500-pound bombs? The pilots dropped them in shallow water near a coral reef, the Great Barrier Reef. None of the bombs exploded. They were described as inert or missing critical fuses, dummy bombs. Commander Marks says the Australians were in on the decision to drop the payload. Still, the reefs are fragile ecosystems. They already face pressures from climate change. Marks says that was taken into consideration.
What I would like to say is that the environment is our top concern. In every respect, we take precautionary measures. The information we have, there is minimal environmental impact. It is a safe situation for the environment, for shipping, for navigation.
A marine scientist at the Great Barrier Reef Marine Parks says the unarmed bombs pose only a low risk to the health of the reef. The U.S. Navy says it will work with Australian authorities to recover the bombs from the Coral Sea, but one Australian senator called the drop a botched exercise and no way to treat a World Heritage area.